Station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
UConn's accomplished more than every other basketball program in this conference put together.
Yeah.
But they've just fallen on hard times, not to say that they can't ever get out of that.
It's important that they turn it around because that's a team that if they're really good, they're a one seed contender every year. And if you can beat teams like that when you're UH or your Temple, that helps your tournament resume. I think it's a pretty good conference. You know, I would take this over a lot of other conferences in terms of depth. And I can't
wait. Especially right now. The Pac-12, they might be a one-bid lead. Does that mean the Bengals would be getting rid of Andy Dalton? Are suddenly Miami a landing place for Andy Dalton? Like, are they just going to trade mediocre, crappy quarterback?
The rumor is that the Dolphins are just planning to tank next year.
Oh.
Tank for Tua. There are worse strategies.
There are.
But I'm not a fan of let's just give up on the year. But I don't think that team's close to being a serious playoff contender. So maybe that is the thing. Make sure you get your quarterback.
I mean,
for a year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed, but very sportsy today and a little bit of aliens. That's pretty much been the show. All available on podcastarena.com. A32 says, I got a new puppy today, a bulldog named Blitz.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to want to see pictures of Blitz. RJ is not able to join us today because RJ is traveling. So Brad Powers is going to join us again at some point. We're going to get him on. So yes, and we'll talk more gambling. Obviously, he was on yesterday, did a great job. We could talk to Brad for hours. So but RJ will be back next week. He's just important. That's what it is. This is like having Alex Bregman pinch hit for Jose Altuve.
Okay, I'll take it.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
I mean, both. I mean, Altuve at his best, right? Like MVP Altuve.
Oh.
Because that's RJ.
Okay. And is Bregman like Bregman that started like 0 for 80?
No, no, no.
Or this, like last year's Bregman?
This is last year's Bregman. So, and we're just vamping because we're waiting to find out what the hell's going on.
Where are we at, Tyler?
Yeah. If we've got him, great. If we don't, we'll move on. I had two other gems of the day that would be fun. So, well, while he's staring, he's not.
I'll just run through one of them, yeah.
How about this? A man was taken into custody in Madison, Wisconsin, after he took an axe to damage his own house. Apparently, he was upset. Okay.
Just kidding. We'll get back to that.
We'll come back to that story. I promise we'll have it at some point. So let's go to our man, Brad Powers. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing on this Friday evening?
Friday. Finally. We're so excited to get to Friday, and it's Super Bowl Friday. I know you guys have been talking all week about the Super Bowl, I'm sure, on Straight Out of Vegas. All the props. Do you have props that you jump out to you as your favorites?
Yeah, quite a few, and I think, you know, prop betting 101, if you want to bet like a pro, I guess number one would be it's good to get in line early because a lot of these props are what we'd call a soft market, meaning it doesn't take too many bets to move lines considerably. Shop around, though, because, I mean, let's give an example. Tom Brady, just passing yards, total passing yards for Tom Brady. One book opened him up at 282 yards this week. Another book just right down the road opened it up at 310 yards. So, you know, get in line early. But if you're not, shop around. There's no need to you know, just bet at one particular book. Walk down. If you're coming into Vegas, walk down the, you know, the street. You can get a better line at a different book. But one of my favorite props, and this is going to be pretty square. I'll take Julian Edelman over 79 and a half receiving yards, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, Edelman, slow start to the season. So part of these props, they factor in what's your average season stats. Well, Edelman missed all last year, suspended the first four games of this season, started off the first three, four games that he played this year slow. Last 11 games, Edelman has topped 79 and a half receiving yards, seven of those 11 games. Even more important, look at his playoff averages. We have a 12-game sample size with Julian Edelman with the Patriots in the playoffs. He has topped 79 and a half yards in 10 of those 12 games, averaging 100 receiving yards per game. I'll take Julian Edelman over 79 and a half receiving yards.
So when you say it's square, I assume you mean because typically betting overs in Super Bowl props for players ends up being the square side, right? Because that's what everybody prefers to play.
Absolutely. So squares, look, it's more fun. Hey, you know, my guy catches right. a pass, a touchdown pass, more yards. That's what we root for. We don't want to catch for, hey, I hope that guy drops that pass. Hey, I don't want to see a defensive touchdown. I don't want to see a special teams touchdown. I don't want to see a safety. I don't want to see any of that. A lot more fun betting overs rather than unders. That's why overs are more a square side.
Brad, when we've talked about this a lot, this line just hasn't moved off of 2.5. Do you see it? Any chance at the last minute it gets to 3? Because I think where I'm at is if it gets to 3, I'm on the Rams. If not, I may just money line the Rams for a small amount so I have a rooting interest. But do you see it moving at this point?
You know what? I don't. But there's a caveat to that because I know we've had 12 days of betting so far. But believe it or not, I would say on average 70% of the handle is still to be bet on the Super Bowl. All the money's going to start just about right now, when everyone in the country starts flying in for the weekend in Vegas here on Friday night. That's when the action starts heating up. Then you got Saturday and Sunday. About only 30% of the overall handle has been bet so far. I'm thinking the public's going to be on New England, so maybe at some of the square shops you'll see some threes. Is it going to be widely available market-wide? I don't think so. I'm just not seeing it because one thing we've seen from maybe the bigger, sharper bettors is anytime a book here has gone to 3, and it's happened a few times throughout the last 12 days, it's been gobbled up. I mean, the Rams plus 3 is something that the sharper people are definitely looking to take advantage of. So if you're asking me where it closes, I think 2.5 is a pretty fair number of where this is. I don't see it really going to 3, and I don't really see it coming down too much.
What about the total? Do you expect that to move anymore? Open at 57.5. It's down to 56.5. If I'm looking for the under, which I am, do you think we'll see a 57?
Yeah, I'd wait because, let's face it, public's going to want to bet the over. They want to see points. Oh, my. I mean, the Rams offense, have you seen that? I mean, the Patriots, they scored 41 points against the Chargers, put up 37 against the Chiefs. Let's go over, over, over. Yeah, I think at some square books here in Vegas, you'll see a 57 pop. But clearly, I mean, the early money and the sharper money so far has been on the under, and I think that's the correct side. If you ask me what I like, side or total, as far as a value aspect, under more than anything would be my favorite bet.
And obviously last year's Super Bowl was sort of an exception to the rule of what Super Bowls end up looking like. It turned into a shootout, which is typically not the case in a Super Bowl. And on it, you can maybe say the year before was a little bit of an outlier because it looked like the Falcons were just going to run away and hide, and it was going to be a pretty low-scoring win for the Falcons, but the Patriots just stormed back.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. We've seen some higher-scoring Super Bowls recently. We've seen higher-scoring, generally speaking, in the NFL, historical scoring. As far as a historical level, what's this 56.5? This is the third highest total in the history of the Super Bowl. And I don't – look, both offenses are great, although I'd argue the Rams lately I think are good offense, not great, especially when your main key weapon on offense, there's a big question mark next to Todd Gurley. And I don't think either defense is that bad. I think average at best for both. And there's areas of both defenses that are actually good. So to get to a very high historical total, you need great offense and at least below average defense. I don't see it here, so I'm not sure the 56.5 is warranted.
So a couple, you mentioned Todd Gurley, and I think he's interesting for a couple reasons because his rushing total is set at 70.5, and I mean, if we get Todd Gurley of, you know, 80, 90% of the season, 70.5 is easy. And right now it seems like they almost want you to bet the under because he was so bad that they're, I mean, they're just putting a number out there that, you know, is almost silly. Do you think that there's value in taking the over on Todd Gurley, or are you just so scared by that last game that you're staying away?
I'm going to stay away because, I mean, by all intents and purposes, Gurley was healthy. I mean, he came back. He was banged up at the end of the regular season. There's no question about it. No bones about it. He was on the injury report. They sat him out and rested him. Looked okay in the Cowboys game. Had over 100 yards, although I thought even though he looked good, still got less carries than C.J. Anderson. Didn't show up Todd Gurley on the injury report heading into the NFC Championship game, and for whatever reason, just wasn't on the field. Didn't get carries, didn't get snaps, struggled a little bit, didn't pop up on the injury report. I think it might be something off the field related that a lot of people are keeping hush-hush. I guess my main handicap is, I think whether it goes over or under, it's going to be one of the easier winners of the entire Super Bowl as far as a prop bet goes. The question is, I'm not sure which way to go. I could easily see Gurley with 100 yards, or I could see him get, you know, 6-7 carries like he had in the NFC Championship game and have 35 yards rushing and get an easy under. I'm not betting that prop.
One of the guys we've seen a lot out of lately, the last few weeks especially, as the Patriots offense has really started to round into form, James White, who's, I mean, by all accounts, I mean, basically he's a backup running back, but he's their third down guy. He's been fantastic for them in the passing game. All the receptions, you've got to pay extra juice if you want over on him. Do you consider the over on his receiving totals, over on receptions, do you consider that to be square as well?
It's tough. No, I mean, maybe we're using different terminology, maybe sharp square. I mean, I could see the handicap there. I think how you attack it, I think the Patriots are going to use what they've used the last couple of games. And why not? They've been dominant against the Chargers and the Chiefs, who both teams were considered to be top five heading into both of those games. And statistically speaking, the Patriots have dominated both teams. So how do you get after? I think the Patriots are going to try to run the ball. Why not? The Rams, yards per carry were dead last in the NFL in the regular season. I think they're going to be relatively conservative, and we've seen them be conservative at least early on in Super Bowl. So that's swinging the ball out, throwing it to White out of the backfield early and often. I think the best way to attack this is to go, and it's not widely available, but I'm going to go over 5.5 third down conversions for the Patriots, whether they're running the ball or are picking up yards, you know, throwing it to White out of the backfield. We've seen the Patriots in the last two playoff combined, those two games, have 20 conversions on third down. That's how I'm going to attack, the particular style of play that the Patriots are going to have offensively.
What maybe the most overlooked rushing total on the prop board, Tom Brady, over under 2.5 yards. What say you?
Oh, wow. Well, I'll say this. I mean, he's been barely touched. He hasn't been sacked in either of the two playoff games. And I think that's, if you gave me a stat line, just one, you know, who's going to win the Super Bowl? You're only allowed one stat. I think if you tell me Brady got sacked two times or more, I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. If it's one or zero, then I think the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. I think it's one of the more important factors. I mean, let's face it, the Chiefs and the Chargers couldn't even touch Brady. He's the second least pressured quarterback in the history of the playoffs so far. I'll go over 2.5. What the heck?
So maybe my number one handicap and maybe the main reason I like the Rams in this game, besides the fact that no one else seems to like the Rams, which makes me feel good about it, is that the Chargers and the Chiefs both have those great outside edge rushers. But Brady, what he does when you have rushers like that is he steps up into the middle and finds more time up in the pocket. The Rams' pressure comes from the middle, though. And when Brady's at his worst is when he's pushed outside the pocket. So if Sue and Donald can get pressure up the middle and force Brady out of his comfort zone, I think that can be a really big factor for the Rams. That's one of the reasons why I like the Rams in this game.
Yeah, and let's face it, when Brady has struggled in his run of dominance, it was against the Giants front four. And it wasn't just the outside rushers. They had four guys up front that could get in Brady's face in both of those Super Bowl losses. And then Denver in that AFC championship game a few years ago where, you know, what, they knocked down Brady 18 times in that game from an entire front four. I agree with you guys. Now, I do think the Patriots have, you know, one of the best guards in the middle of the line of scrimmage on the offensive line in Shaq Mason. Center's been good. So, I mean, that's going to be another key matchup there. If they can play at a stalemate for the Patriots, I think that's a win-win for them.
Brad, do you ever look at the alternate lines? Because I've done this in the past. I don't really like them in this game because I like it when, for instance, the Patriots, if you give up 13, if you think Jared Goff's going to throw three picks, it's plus 300. Is plus 300 enough value to give up that many extra points in your mind?
You know, no, but I'll say this. I know a guy that's been betting the Super Bowl for, you know, 20, 25 years here. He's, if you like the dog, I mean, he's laid point numbers with the dog. I mean, if you like him, why not, you know, lay 3 points, lay 6 points with the dog? Why not? So he's had success doing it, but you know, one thing, we haven't had these Patriot games for the most part. Throw out the first one where they won outright as a two-touchdown underdog. A lot of these have been relatively tight to the point spread, you know, coming down to a play or two. I mean, easily the Patriots could be 0-8 in these Super Bowls, or they could be 7-1 or 8-0. So I just haven't seen a lot of variance in this data sample size for the Patriots to say, hey, there's value taking a big-time alternate point spread.
When you look at the props that have maybe the worst odds for the players, would you say that the field props are kind of the worst, like the who's going to score the first touchdown or who's going to be the MVP?
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because you can't, it's hard to sort of figure out what percentage of take that the house is taking when you do that. I mean, it almost seems like you're never getting the payout versus the actual odds.
Yeah, great point. And this might be one of the strongest points in this entire segment. Avoid, if you're betting Super Bowl props and you want to bet like a pro and not for fun, if you want to actually consider making a profit on Sunday, avoid these needle in the haystack bets. And by needle in the haystack, who's going to be the MVP? Who's going to score the first touchdown? When you're betting a little to win a lot, that is so, so square. And you're right. You know, what's the VIG in some of these, a lot of these types of props, 30, 40% is what the book's taking, and that's what they'll end up making it, at least on a whole, on those individual props. Where they don't get as much profit is anything you can bet over, under, yes, or no. I'd focus on betting those yes, no, over, under props, the needle in the haystack, who's going to score the first touchdown.
Brad, one more before we let you go. Throw a little college basketball at you from one of our listeners. He wants to know if you could touch on Baylor-TCU tomorrow, if you had any thoughts on that game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the buy sign's on for Baylor. They lose a player, but what helps it is the transfer. Mekhi Mason's really stepped up for them. I mean, as dominant a performance as we've seen on anybody, forget the Big 12, anybody in college basketball was earlier this week. I mean, that was a stunner there as a five-point underdog. Baylor beats Oklahoma by 30. Baylor's been on a roll right now. TCU, they're starting to adjust a little bit without Jalen Fisher, the point guard. But right now, I'll take Baylor in that one. And right now, that line has Baylor favored by 3.5. I'll probably be on the Bears there. They've really shown something even without Tristan Clark here the last 4 or 5 games.
One of the lines that I talked about that got released for tomorrow, and it's already bet down to 3. They opened up Tulsa at Wichita at Tulsa plus 6. I was able to get it at 4. It's already down to 3. I mean, is that just a mistake line that they opened with, or is there some reason why you would want to bet Wichita in that game?
You know, keep in mind Wichita, you know, SMU, I think, you know, similar to Tulsa a little bit as far as a power rating goes. And, you know, Wichita was just laying 2 at home to SMU and won the game by 2. So, I think 3 is a lot better number. I think it probably closes at 2.5 or so. 6 was a mistake, and that's another lesson. If you can attack and get after those openers, those overnights in college basketball, you make a lot of money that way because there are mistakes from time to time.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPower7. He usually joins us on Thursday, but was good enough to pull a double this week, filling in for RJ. I told AJ before the segment, it's kind of like Alex Bregman coming in to pinch hit for Jose Altuve. So appreciate you coming nice, on,
I
man.
I appreciate that.
All right, we'll talk.
I appreciate you guys. Enjoy the big game.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Brad Powers, he did a good job on the NFL. He does a good job on everything. That's a sharp dude, man.
Yeah.
Really enjoy chatting with him. All right. Are we going to break here or what? Okay.
That works too.
Yeah.
You want to finish your story?
Yeah, let's finish the story. So to set it back up, a man was taken into custody after he took an axe to his house. Would you like to know the reason why he took an axe to his own house?
Because he wanted to chop it down.
No. Oh. He was angry with his wife.
Makes sense.
After she damaged his action figures.
Oh, no. Were they Star Wars?
Apparently, the husband called 911 on himself after using a log-splitting axe to destroy a TV, TV stand, laptop computer, and several items in the house. He then went outside and smashed the family car, chopped off both side mirrors, and then struck the windshield so hard the axe got stuck. He said he drank too much and overreacted after he thought his wife had damaged some of his prized property, which were action figures. Damages were estimated to be about $5,000. They took him in custody. Does not say what the action figures were. I'm guessing it's something like Star Wars.
It had to have been.
Yeah. You know what? Let's not call these action figures. Let's call them what they are. Toys.
Toys.
She damaged your toys.
Do you have any of those?
I don't think so. I had to think about it for a minute.
You got any toys, Tyler?
I think I'm probably like in a bin that I need to get rid of.
What are they?
It was like an old Spawn.
Oh, like those Todd McFarlane ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
That's probably about it.
Yeah, I have to go through my... I might have something in some box from that used to be in my old office that's sitting in a closet somewhere, but I don't think so. I don't keep a lot of crap. I tend to throw stuff away. Well, I have a Rick Sanchez stuffed deal on my desk that was given to me. Does that count as a toy?
Yeah.
All right.
I have an Iron Sheik that was given to me years ago.
Okay.
Maybe I need to bring him into the office.
Yeah, put him in your office. That's why I have Rick in there.
Well, unfortunately, there's no room on my desk because I got a child-sized desk.
Well, get you a little side thing, get like this little thing here.
Or put a shelf up there.
Todd actually sent an email out to the sales team saying they need to go to office furniture supply stores and find me a desk.
Get you a desk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's a good play. You know what's a better play? Lions Poker Palace this weekend.
What kind of dough can I make this weekend?
You know what you can make tomorrow?
Tell
25,000 guaranteed.
Now I can't win it all.
No,
like, but I can get part of that.
You
I
get part of 25. Yeah,
okay.
They're giving away 25 grand.
That's so pretty good.
But that's 1 o'clock tomorrow. Late registration until 3:10.
I just want like two of it.
I want it all.
You want?
Well, not the whole thing. I want the winner's share. But how about this, Sunday?
You mean the lion's share?
The lion's share. Yeah, see what you did there. And Sunday, they're having a free buffet with free drinks for Super Bowl Sunday, along with their regular tournaments at 1 and 6:30. And they're going to have the game on 20 TVs. Sound will be on. So how about this? Go and play the tournament and watch the game at Lions. And I'm telling you, you're going to love this place if you haven't been there. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I'm telling you, George and Najib know what they're doing.
That's a pretty good idea. I mean, if you don't have Super Bowl plans, maybe you don't win money on the game, but you can win some money playing poker. That always makes you feel better, right?
Absolutely.
It always makes you feel better if you have winnings at the sports book and then you go, or you lose at the sports book, then you go over and win the poker tournament. That always makes it feel a little bit better. You go by and see these guys, 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. You can follow them on Facebook for all the information about the tournaments and stuff they've got going on. The food's great. The setup is great. You're going to love it. That's Lions Poker Palace.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Apparently, we were talking about Deshaun Watson earlier. Rumored to be dating an Instagram model.
Oh, please say it's Larry Fitzgerald's baby mama.
No, someone called Ashley Marie, but that would have been so awesome.
That would have been
right?
A way better story.
Yeah.
I mean, Deshaun could have been like, Larry, I'm raising your son, bro. Step your game up.
She is she's well put together, but you're Deshaun Watson. Pretty much pick and choose whatever you want, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't he hook up with Mia Khalifa at one point?
Well, he hung out with her. I don't know what happened behind closed doors, but I mean, you could probably make an assumption if you really want to.
No, he would never do such a thing. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, final predictions. This is it. Let's do it.
I'm going to go Rams 28, Pats 24.
Okay, so you should bet the alternate Rams line -3 on my bookie.
Man, I'm not greedy.
I am. Greed is good. Come on, man.
Well,
of course,
you could lay down a $300,000 money line bet on the Rams.
You could. Apparently, that happened.
Yeah.
Which that's probably not going to help us get a 3 anytime soon. Thanks a lot, big baller.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Patriots 27.5, Rams 25. No, seriously, I kind of see this going one of two ways. I think it winds up being, I think it comes down to the wire. And that being the case, yeah, I'll take the Rams. I'll take the Rams, and I think it's a little more scoring than you do. I'm going to take it 34-31.
Okay, so you are on the over.
I'm not on the over. I think it's going to go over, but I'm not. I mean, it's too high for me to bet it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, for actual prediction sake, I think the Rams win it by 3 on a. I think they get the ball last and either get the touchdown to go up by 3 or they kick a field goal to win the game. And it's probably Lance Zierlein's brother hitting a 70 yarder or something ridiculous. But no, I think it's going to be close. And. Yeah, the only thing is the other scenario I see, and people keep telling me I'm wrong about, there's no way this will ever happen. I could see a scenario where Jared Goff goes out there and bleeps the bed and throws 3 or 4 picks in the game. And if he does,
entirely possible.
And if he does that, then I got to tell you that New England -13 kind of looks appealing on the alternate line. So I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, we see this in the Super Bowl in the past, though, where a team just doesn't show up.
Yeah. It doesn't happen that often, though. I mean, in the last 10 years, three of the games have been out there double digit wins.
Yeah.
So it's rare that one team
in the old days it wasn't like that. Before the salary cap, somebody just
The 49ers would run through everybody. Yeah. Remember they beat the Chargers by like 20 something. The Cowboys beat the Bills by 35 points.
Speaking of big bets placed. Somebody who won $1.65 million last year on the Eagles on a $1 million bet just placed a $1.5 million bet in Vegas on the Rams that will net $1.8 million if they win.
Hey, that's making me feel better. All the big dough coming in on the Rams now.
I mean, yeah, that was that Mad Bomber guy, wasn't it?
I think so. Or what do they call it? The suit or a backpack better or something?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. That bet, was he the guy that bet all the World Series games and got him right?
Yeah.
And then didn't bet game 7?
And then apparently, I think he was also the one who bet all his money on some MMA fight and lost.
That sounds right. Was it Ngannou, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. Ngannou Stipe. And Stipe just wrecked him.
Yeah. I think he bet $500,000 on Ngannou. And God, it's weird the things that I can remember. Yeah. I can't remember my wife's birthday, but I can remember stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like a guy betting $500,000 on an MMA fight. It's pathetic. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Last chance to get in before the end of the week.
Chase asked an interesting question. You probably know because you've been in the management circle for a while. Are there any sponsors that the station would refuse? Twin Peaks and Man Centers are a bit risque, which I don't agree with that. I mean, one's a doctor's office, one's a restaurant.
With cute girls.
Yeah. But if the men's club or Treasures wanted to sponsor, would Mr. Gao allow it?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I've individually turned down some things that I wouldn't use or that I didn't think were useful to the listeners. And I don't go to strip clubs anymore. Now, if I get divorced.
Dude, when I was in Austin, like, strip clubs and porn shops were like my major sponsors. I used to do a show every Thursday night during football season from Joy of Austin, which was a strip club. And we had listeners come. I mean, they loaded me up with Joy Bucks, which basically meant you can get unlimited dances, whatever you want. Like, just have a good time while you're here.
It doesn't sound like a bad deal.
It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
The
I'm not
strip
gonna
club
lie.
Had its own currency?
Yeah, Joy Bucks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'd do call-ins. Hey, come on out, get a buffet, and you know,
and
sell
Buffy.
It up. Yeah, get a buffet and watch the game. That's all you're going to be doing. Your wife doesn't need to know about the rest of it.
Yeah, I remember when my last wife, when we did my bachelor party, we went to one of the local establishments, and I somehow convinced her that oh no, we stayed in the sports bar portion of it.
Yeah,
and she bought it, sort of. Kind of doomed the marriage right there from the beginning by lying right off the bat. But hey, but yeah, you know, I can't remember the last time I was actually in a strip club. I mean, I used to go a lot.
Yeah.
But
it's been a long time for me.
I'm trying to think. It's probably, you know what? I actually, the last time I went to one was during the last divorce. I went out one night and I was kind of bored and went to one over by my old place. It was pretty low rent, not going to lie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And then I ran into a girl that's always in the gym when I was in the gym, and I felt uncomfortable and left.
Long story short, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if Gal would take that money or not.
Yeah, I don't know. If they came forward and wanted to sponsor something and put up a bunch of money, then I'm sure we'd listen. But I personally don't have a problem with it, but it's also not something that I do. So it wouldn't be something that I would endorse. I wouldn't say, hey, guys.
You wouldn't say come down to Treasures?
No, because I don't go. And I'm pretty sure that
if they started paying you to go, would you go?
I think the wife would frown on that. So, no, I probably wouldn't. But, I mean, I would, if as far as them being on the station.
Look what you learned over the course of 3.5 marriages. Like, you, look at you. Let your wife decide what's right and what's wrong. That's smart of you.
Well, just, you know, I'm trying to evolve as a human, AJ.
Good for you, man.
But one thing will never change. I will never stop drinking Carbock.
That's good. Does that mean, will you be doing the Rodeo Clown Roundup run?
I'm thinking about it.
I want to see you running in Western wear. Like a big-ass buckle that says Falcon on it.
No.
Come on.
But no, I'm thinking about doing that run, but they are going to be. We are going to have Carbock at the book release party a week
from
Saturday.
That's a good thing. The beer's great. The Rodeo Clown Roundup 5K, 10K. It's going to be Sunday, February 17th out at the brewery. And if you do that, you got to be 21 years of older to participate, first of all. You'll get a participation bandana, commemorative koozie with 2 tokens for beer at the finish. And then later on in the day, you can go to the Rodeo Clown Roundup Music Fest. If you participate in the race, you get $10 off your tickets. Gates open at 1:30 for Nikki Lane, Old 97s, Bruce Robinson, Flatland Cavalry, Jonathan Tyler and the Northern Lights, Texas Flood, and Casey Donahue. That's Sunday, February 17th. Get out there for a hell of a good time with great beer and great Texas country music. Grab your tickets today. CarbockBrewing.com/RCRU. Make sure you get out to that restaurant. Follow Carbock on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and pick up your favorite beer today. Or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbock.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the Gao Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Please join me tomorrow night, 7 to 9, Sam Houston Race Park. Even if you didn't win tickets, usually got a few extra seats. So you're welcome to drop by and jump in on the buffet. Hang out. Not sure how I feel about the card tomorrow. I got to go back and look. The problem is I have to handicap the races on Tuesday. It's like I have to have Wednesday's races done tomorrow. So by tonight, I have to go back and look and say, okay, what did I pick again and why?
Yeah.
But picks are on the website. They're also available at Sam Houston. I'll be out there tomorrow night. I'm actually heading out there tonight for a private thing. But if you see me, say hello.
I won't see you, but.
No.
Listen, I'll just say hello now.
Well, you don't have to say hello.
Hello.
Got any big weekend plans other than the Super Bowl?
No. I think that's it, man. I'm, I always get weird about this weekend because I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, I know this is it.
Yeah.
This isn't it.
And last year I was ready for it to be over. I'm not this year. I don't know why. But, I'll be depositing the wife at the airport first thing in the morning and then have a week to myself, which I'm looking forward to, although it's going to be puppy sitting most of the time.
Oh, wow.
So I won't be getting into any real mischief, but I'll be out the track tomorrow night. Next Thursday, we're at Gulf Greyhound. Next Friday, we're back at Sam Houston. So, and then somebody was asking about Big City Wings in Kingwood. That'll be the 22nd. We'll be out there.
There you go.
So we got a lot of good stuff coming up. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. How did he not get that joke? How was I sitting here lining that up for Fred, and he's like, huh?
Because what are you talking about? You made the joke about the second part of it, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell? There's nothing funny about that.
It's an obvious.
But that's when you got to jump in and say it then.
Slam dunk.
And especially the way Rusty spells his last name compared to Dean.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
It's delivery.
It's a missed opportunity now.
It's delivery. You got to jump in right then and there.
RIP joke opportunity. Prayers up.
It's Monday.
But here he says, aliens have been trying to teach us how to time travel, but first we have to change our body composition, which we are not willing to do. We have tried with animals, and it has failed. Time travel.
I'm the wrong guy to ask about this, because there's not a woman in the world that wants to see my penis. So
your wife doesn't even want to
see it. No, God, no. She thinks I'm repulsive.
Well, let me ask you, as the lady here, good first date, Globetrotters game?
Great first date, Globetrotters game. So if you're not a basketball fan, or you're a girl that doesn't like sports, you'll enjoy a Globetrotters game. 52 okay. years. You enjoy it.
All right. Are you single?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't ask you to the game then. I
am.
I told you. You and Jose Canseco a lot in common.
I kind of think that this is me on drugs. All I know is that aliens, cool. I'd like to meet these aliens if they actually exist. I'm down with them. And if they do, they're listening to the show. They're in Houston. They're listening to the show.
Yeah.
The robots I'm kind of cool with. You don't need a wall. You need robots. Because Skynet's going to take over and kill us all.
And he likes to call them androids, not robots.
Well, I want cyborgs. So we differ a little there. And we both like the show Lucifer. So, and I like to say no to Cox as well.
Yeah.
So
that's one thing I have in common with him.
Yeah. So...
There's only one left in Vegas now, and it's at the D Casino. And apparently,
you love the D.
No, not really a fan of the D.
Oh,
I've never actually done the D.
Really?
Yeah.
That HBO version of the Brexit movie with Benedict Cumberbatch.
I swear, everything that has Benedict Cumberbatch in it, Fred recommends.
Actually, but no,
everything.
But listen, this is why it's important.
Okay,
shut your trap for a minute. Basically, the whole thing is about how they won.
Take Benedict Cumberbatch out of your trap and then shut it.
No, he wasn't
He's
even
lodged in your.
He
trap.
Wasn't even the best part of the movie.
Oh please.
Lawyer Dave says 10 minutes a day of boredom equals 144 days, so you're well past average here.
Oh shit, jeez,
that almost came out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stupid
stuff we said
this week. Pretty good week.
Pretty Not good bad. Week. Not bad.
And the new world order will start on Monday when our buddy Aaron joins us to run the show.
Well, maybe.
Well, is there something I don't know?
Tyler gave me some bad news today.
Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding. He just said Aaron maybe he may struggle.
He's going to be rusty. I mean,
he's going to struggle to adapt.
He was in here Monday and that was it. So I thought he was going to be in here yesterday and today.
We'll give him 2 days.
Okay.
We'll give him 2 days to get his bleep together, and if that's not the case,
we'll fire him and hire Tyler.
That makes sense to me. Tyler's done a very good job filming.
You're not busy during the day, are you?
Oh, no, no. I don't have much going on yet.
Me neither.
Don't start whining about how busy you are now. You wanted this.
No one told me this was the deal. No one let me know.
Kind of warned you. It gets better, man. It's just a matter of, you know, once you get everything set up and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that gets done automatically. And when you get to that, then you can start thinking about the important stuff like creativity and ideas and where we go. That's when it gets fun. All right. That's going to wrap it up. I'm going to go with great job, Tyler. I think I'm going to give you your first A+ today.
Aww. Damn.
Go out in style. Hoffman gets an A+. I didn't suck today, but I wasn't very good either.
I mean, I thought you did all right.
I kind of feel like
my expectations were low for you, honestly.
Yeah, I was rushed when I got here, and I wasn't in a great mood. But
yeah,
you know,
you turned it around.
I'm gonna give myself
a good fight.
You know what? D+. It feels like a D+ today. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. I'll hopefully see some of you guys out at the track tomorrow. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back here on Monday. Till then. Stay sporty, bitches. Driving, cruising, fast lane, switching lanes with a car by my side. Passing by, it's a school bus in front of me. Makes tick-tock, wanna scream. Check my time, it's Friday, it's a weekend. We gonna have fun, come on, y'all. ESPN 97.5.